to football now, where the tactic of taking out a star player with a big defensive hit has been around for as long as the game, creating team incentives for players, rewarding them for, quote, bagging quarterbacks, wide receivers, or running backs, unquote, has been a strategy all along in the NFL. But a particular approach, essentially offering financial bounties for taking players out of a game, may motivate a whole new look at this issue within the NFL. Former New Orleans Saints assistant coach Greg Williams is being called to NFL headquarters in New York to discuss an alleged bounty fund he set up for his players while he was with the New Orleans Saints and before that the Washington Redskins. We're joined now by Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, first of all, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good day.
How seriously is the NFL likely to take this, given how widespread the sort of culture is for hit 'em hard?
Every indication that I've gotten is that they're going to take this very seriously, and I think it dovetails with two things. Number one, I spoke to a source in the NFL, and he said, and his quote was, it's part of the job, bottom line. They're acting like it's not systemic, it's not overt, it is. And so just
so this, how can they take something seriously that is systemic, that basically is a part of the structure of the entire defensive employment?
If you look into the sort of, well, it's, first of all, it's a rule in the NFL that you can't do this. So it's already on the books in the NFL.
The rule says you can't pay people to make hits that take them out of the game.
Precisely. There's a no bounty. They call it the bounty rule.
Right.
And if you look at Commissioner Roger Goodell's statement, he said the bounty rule here promotes two key elements in NFL football: player safety and competitive integrity. And then if you look at the NFL Players Association statement, it says health and safety is a paramount issue to the NFL Players Association. This relates to their general, in my opinion, their general approach of trying to transform the culture of the NFL. They want to protect people from concussions, and so they set up a situation where they put in all these rules where even legal hits, even hits that are normal in the flow of the game, are penalties. And so they have harsh penalties for, you know, spearing or blows to the head that could potentially knock a player out of the game. Now, concussions can come from any part of the game.
Right.
But the reality is that they're cranking down really hard. What I feel like, and what a lot of people, there's a lot of chatter, that Greg Williams is going to take a big hit on this because they want to stamp this out of the game.
But giving him a big hit isn't necessarily going to do anything other than scapegoat him for something that is a widespread practice in the NFL.
It depends. Now, the way they're comparing this to is Spygate that happened with the New England Patriots.
Right. That was Bill Belichick using a camera to record behind the scenes and on the sidelines, coaching.
And in the process, they won a Super Bowl. So that season, those seasons when they won that. So, and this was in before 2007, but that's when the fines came down. They were fined $500,000, and the Patriots were forced to give up a first-round draft pick the following year.
All right, so 2009, the Saints did really well, and when this was right in place, so the suspicion would be that you're not going to be rewarded for this kind of a tactic, even on the field.
Correct. And in this instance now, they're saying every indication is that the penalties for this particular for the bounty system that Greg Williams has set up and others across the league have set up for years. So like you've seen, people from the 60s and 50s, this has been part
of the
football.
College game, the high school game.
Precisely, yeah. Right. Yeah. So that the most severe would be to ban Greg Williams from football. And now that's the chatter that's going around the league, and that might send a chilling effect across the league to anybody who has any other kind of bounty type of system.
Does it mean we're going to have like 5,000-yard games, though, next year? The defense will simply go away in the NFL?
I think you have to look until end of March. We'll find out what the penalties are going to be. But I do think this is going to change football fundamentally.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Hey, have a good day.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.